Good evening and welcome. We'll begin this evening's service with a scripture reading from Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. God has done great things throughout history to save and sustain his people, but nowhere is his glory displayed as perfectly as in our salvation through the death of Christ. So let us sing praises to God for all his wondrous works. Sing to God be the glory. Let's stand as we sing this song.
So honored to approach you in prayer now. At this time, we want to spend a moment praising you for all that you've given us. Father, we know that we are truly a blessed people living in a blessed nation, and you've given us so much, and we know that all good things come from you. Father, we praise your unending power. We know that you are capable of truly anything and that there is no one like you, that you have been watching out for your people, loving us, guiding us since the beginning of time, and that you've had a plan for us, a plan to save us from sin, save us from ourselves, and give us an opportunity to have a relationship with you, Father. We praise you for that foresight and for the opportunity that we have to have a relationship with you through your Son. Father, when we dwell and think about your creation and the plan that you set forth for us, we can't help but praise you. We can't help but feel like we don't deserve what you've given us, Father, but we praise you again for your forgiveness and for looking on us and giving us that gift, even though we know we don't deserve it, Father. We thank you for that. Lord, we know that we often fall short, that we can get consumed with our own busy lives and the temporary obligations that we have to deal with, Father, and you continually forgive us when we fall short, when we forget to honor you with everything that we do, Father. We praise you for that forgiveness, for that love that is difficult to understand, that you continue to shower upon us, Father. We thank you and praise you for your Son and the gift that you've given for us, Father. We ask that as we go out into this world and as we wear your name and spread your love and your light to those that we come in contact with, that we would honor you before all men, that we would not forget to remember all that you've given us, from the air that we breathe to the jobs that we have and the roofs over our heads, Father. Help us to continually praise you for all the good things you've given us. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
So for the rest of the evening, we're going to be spending time praising our God, as we have already done to this point, to give Him the glory. And this is our theme for the year. We're really, pretty far into this theme year already, such that we have had, I believe it's seven theme lessons that are pointing to our desire to give God the glory. And so tonight, each one of those lessons will have a scripture and a song that matches the lesson theme as a reminder to us, but also a continuation of the praise and glory that we intend to give to God. You'll note that as the scripture is read, part of what is in that scripture will also be sung in the song directly following it. And so the song leaders will give a short, brief description that links the scripture that's being read to the song. So pay attention to that. Connect God's word with these songs that we sing in praise to Him and in glory for Him. I've been looking in Daniel a lot recently, and I know a study started here, I believe this morning, in Daniel. And Nebuchadnezzar makes a law that nobody is allowed to say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who we should call Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. I just about forgot it. See, that's how bad that is. Because those are their Israelite names. But the reason that Nebuchadnezzar gives glory to God and says nobody is supposed to be speaking against them is because they first give glory to God and show Nebuchadnezzar the worth of Jehovah. So tonight, our intention is to glorify God, to remember why He is to be glorified, and to use scripture and song to do that. At the very end, we'll have an invitation followed by an invitation song. That invitation will be "Have Thine Own Way," number 197. If you'd like to mark that, you can do that right now, but it will also be on the overhead. And we'll continue with a reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6 with Andy Baker leading us. Thanks.
Our next reading will be 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 13 through 16. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in His testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which He will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
Number 945, Immortal, Invisible God, Only Wise. God's perfection and unchangeableness are both terrifying and comforting. I think the image of unapproachably bright light maybe conveys that to us, because it's hard to look at, but it illuminates everything around it. The mystery of God's glory is that we cannot see Him because He is too bright, He's too holy, He's too unapproachable. But because of that glory, we can see clearly, to hold fast to our confession and to fight the fight that Paul calls us to fight. So we praise God for what we cannot see, because it makes everything else visible.
All right.
next passage is from Psalm 19, verses 1 through 6. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and, like a strong man, runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat.
Number 941, I sing the mighty power of God. Creation declares God's glory from the individual atom all the way up to the expanse of the cosmos. We praise God not only for His creative power, but also because He uses that power to care for us physically and spiritually. There's not a place that we can flee, but God is present there. I sing the mighty power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and filled the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at its command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with His word, and men pronounced them good. Lord, how Your wonders are displayed wherever I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a land or far below a nature glory so. And while the rise and tempest flow, I order from Your throne. Creature that numerous as they be, are subject to Your care. There's not a place where we can be, but God is present there. In heavenly times with Him above, with wrath in hell He is. On His earth I stand or move, and it is there I breathe. His hand is my perpetual God. He keeps me with His eye. Why should I then forget the Lord who is forever mine?
This next chapter and verse is from John chapter 12, verse 23 through 33. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die.
Next song we'll sing is Exalted. Exalted, number 52 in the hymn supplement, number 52. The Father was ultimately and perfectly glorified in Christ's death, and God the Son submitted to an undeserved death to save those who would kill him. Christ was exalted by humiliation, and he is deserving of all of our praise. Number 52, Exalted.
Chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, and then verses 18 through 23. And him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who was given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
We're going to sing a medley of two songs, same tune. We'll be weaving the verses together to highlight the message. that God is glorified when we build the church on the foundation of Christ, our chief cornerstone, and when we stand united in the faith. Let us praise God for the church and commit ourselves to the fight that God has given to us. Let's stand as we sing this song.
The church is one foundation. Is He our Christ the Lord? He is the new creation by water and power. From that He came and slaughtered to
verses 18 through 32. Romans 1, verses 18 through 32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have clearly been seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind, to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them.
Hope this reading reminded us of the very real dangers that Bill talked about in this lesson. The key contrast in this reading is that even though creation itself proclaims God's presence and His power, mankind fails to praise Him as God. We're going to sing All Things Praise Thee, number 25. This song is an encouragement to us to avoid that terrible error. And every verse ends with, All things praise Thee, Lord, may we.
All things praise Thee, Lord Most High, heaven and earth and sea and sky.
Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. Romans 15, verses 1 through 9. Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another, according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. For I say that Christ has become a servant to the circumcision on behalf of the truth of God, to confirm the promises given to the fathers, and for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore, I will give praise to you among the Gentiles, and I will sing to your name.
Son of God, eternal Savior, this song is not in our books. I think this is the first time we've sung it. The tune should be familiar. it's the tune of... now I've forgotten the name of the song. I apologize for that. Hopefully you'll know it when you hear it. Do mi so mi do.